Day 5. Hi there and welcome back. For a few days now, we've been analysing the origins of guilt in our lives. We've seen that this negative emotion usually comes from our childhood and from the way we try to survive, either as a victim or as a reaction of self-defence. So how do we deprogram that? For most of us, the first step consists of identifying the emotion and labelling it as guilt. We do this by thinking about a recent event that provoked this unpleasant feeling. This again is the skin of the onion. Let's again use the example of Sandra. By analysing the behaviour that seemed strange to her when she came home from the party and which she felt proud for resisting the temptation to overeat, but ended up eating the entire cake that her mother had made for her. What made her switch from controlling her food intake to a complete lack of control? Her words were, "I should have stopped after a few bites of cake. I should have, and I didn't." When these demands she made of herself were not met, it created strong negative energy, and we call that guilt. All that for what is actually an unrealistic thought, "I should have." What would be a realistic positive thought? "It would be preferable to succeed at everything I undertake at all times, but that ideal does not exist. I have a wonderful opportunity to keep improving and to strive for perfection, all the while knowing that I will never, ever attain it on this earth." I suppose that that way of thinking is part of our spiritual quest, part of the desire to become a better person each day. Sandra, who was quite a perfectionist and who was very demanding of herself, spent a lot of time modifying her unrealistic thoughts. In other words, it's easier said than done. An experience has shown us that this flaw, perfectionism, can only improve slowly and never completely. Frequent repetition of the new realistic thought creates new connections between neurons in the brain. During this time, neural connections associated with the unrealistic thought will decrease, but not to the point of completely disappearing. Occasionally, due to fatigue, illness, or overwork, the unrealistic thought can resurface, but it quickly disappears through awareness and what we call the stop technique, as well as through repetition of the realistic thought. Please have a look at this technique in the book Be Slim From Within. Have fun practicing and enjoy this mental weight exercise. Talk to you later.